This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on the show back in July of this year. And I'm talking about Syke Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. With us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
It is great to be back, Everett. Thank you so much.
For my new listeners, before we get started in the Q&A, could you give them a little bit of about statement of who you guys are?
Yeah, so Syke Corporation, through our wholly owned subsidiary Spotlight Media Corp, has become a multimedia leader for forward-thinking industries, really dialed in on the psychedelics, cannabis, and now mining and precious metals sectors. And, we've got a list of media assets that we utilize to create, I think, a very unique platform here for ourselves in terms of being able to dominate this intersection where some of these industries and market sectors converge. And we'll get more into that, but more than anything else, multimedia, that's what we are now, and that's a very exciting place for us to be in right now.
Yeah, let's talk about those new and exciting assets. I believe you put out a press release on August the 16th, picking up technical 420 for around $2.2 million. That being said, last week the company announced the completion of an asset purchase agreement whereby the company has acquired various performing media assets from Technical 420. Would you like to explain the significance of this acquisition and the impact you expect it to have on the company's monetization strategies going forward?
Yeah, most definitely. So, I mean, the acquisition of these media assets really was, the culmination of a lot of the work that we've been putting in here for the past 2+ years in terms of just completely restructuring and redeveloping the very foundation that Syke Corp sits on. And so for us, being able to bring in performing media assets, and what we mean by performing is we're talking about assets that are already generating revenue.
Nice.
And I can say that because in the short period of time since we closed the deal, we've already started to see revenue coming in. Now, more specifically, these assets, just so folks out there understand, we acquired technical420.com, which is a media platform that has been successfully covering the cannabis sector for the past several years, as well as mushroomstocks.com, which is positioned to cover the public market sector of the psychedelics industry,
right.
And onthebiz.com, which is focused in on covering the mining and precious metals sector. So, the way we look at it here, Everett, is, we've been successful here in the past couple of years in developing Psychedelic Spotlight, which is the media platform that we owned and launched. And we've been successful in developing that into a media leader for the psychedelic space and psychedelics industry. We've built a very strong audience and following for it. And so for us, we've been exploring a variety of different M&A opportunities here over the last year or so. We've seen some very, very unique opportunities come our way, but it was always important for us that any M&A opportunity that we move forward with would be something that would have an immediate impact on our bottom line, something that would definitely have a positive impact on our P&L, but also something that we felt would be a natural fit here for our company, given the fact that we have evolved into a multimedia leader. And so wanting to find something that could obviously contribute to fostering the ongoing growth of Psychedelic Spotlight, since we remain very much in tune and excited about the potential of the psychedelic space, but also something that could leverage off of the following and the audience that we have established through Psychedelic Spotlight. And so we feel like this collection of assets that we've acquired here through Technical 420 are a very natural fit for the company and the direction that we're moving in. In addition to acquiring these assets, we're also privileged to bring on Michael Berger, who was the managing partner over at Technical 420, a very experienced businessman and entrepreneur, and bringing him on now as our chief operating officer for Syke Corp. And so we're very excited to have him on board here, and I truly believe he's going to play an integral role in helping us continue to guide the company here into the direction that we want to move in. So exciting time for sure, but that revenue component and that element that comes along with those assets, very important for us. We've been talking about wanting to uplist to the OTCQB. Anybody that understands that process understands how important revenue is to it. So we feel that this is a very important part of being able to further strengthen our position to do just that.
Yes, it sounds like this acquisition of a technical 420 will provide the company with a unique opportunity to expand into the adjacent cannabis sector. Now, given the volatility of a psychedelic sector has experienced probably mostly of this year, what's the company's long-term outlook on the sector, and do you think the ability to now expand into the cannabis sector will prove to be advantageous for the value standpoint of not only the company, but also your shareholders?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's no secret that the psychedelic sector has taken a beating throughout most of 2022. But the one thing I'll say is, you know, we never got involved in this space thinking that 2022 was going to be the year that the industry was going to take off. You know, right. We always understood that this was going to be a long process here.
Absolutely.
And recognizing that, you know, at the earliest, maybe 2023, we would really start to see some traction with the space. And all that is just based on the clinical trials that are ongoing with some of these biotech companies here that have put millions of dollars into these clinical trials. And those are things that you simply cannot rush, and they've got to run its course. So we always knew that this was a long-term play, but you know, we've weathered the storm successfully here, you know, through psychedelic spotlight, and where, you know, we've seen some scaling back in the space in the industry itself. We've seen some companies fall to the wayside. We've continued to grow, and, you know, our audience has continued to grow. And I think that's a heck of an accomplishment given, the volatility that, you know, you mentioned that we've seen here, in this particular market sector over the past several months. So for us, you know, even though we've seen these challenges, we've still managed to find ways to monetize through psychedelic spotlight, despite the fact that many companies have cut back on media spend. But the brand identity that we've established through psychedelic spotlight, I think, has given us a tremendous advantage in being able to go out there and still find companies to work with, companies that want to work with us, brands that want to work with us, as they understand the power of our reach and the voice that we are lending here to the psychedelic space. But nonetheless, you know, we recognize that if we really wanted to truly take our monetization efforts to that next level, rather than sit on our hands and wait for the psychedelic sector to come around and start to pick up that traction, we were going to have to expand. And so cannabis was always a natural fit for us. Anyone following the psychedelic space knows that there's been comparisons to the cannabis sector. We understand, yes, both industries entirely different. They're going down different paths here, but what we found is individuals interested in cannabis tend to be interested in psychedelics, you know, and vice versa on that. So being able now to expand into the cannabis industry, which is a, you know, already a multi-billion dollar industry that's projected to be worth over $50 billion by 2026, was a huge opportunity for us and a huge value add for our followers and being able to expand as a multimedia company. So, you know, again, this gives us the opportunity to monetize now while we still build up our presence in the psychedelic space, recognizing and understanding that things will start to come together with that here over the next couple of years.
Now, David, let me interject here for a second, just to make clear. You guys are going to actually get into the cannabis space. Can you expand on that a little bit? There's so many different fingers you could have into that. What exactly are you going to do? Are you going to grow the plant? You're going to sell the plant? You're going to take that and make it into a CBD product? If you would, enlighten us a little bit.
Yeah, great question. Definitely not going down the production route at all. Media is what we do, and that's who we are. And so That's the lane that we've established for ourselves, and that's the lane that We want to stay in, at least for the time being. You know, we see a lot of opportunity in the media sector right now. And it's opportunity where we can look at some comparables here. You know, you've got a company like Leafly, which is a, you know, multimedia platform for the cannabis space. What I can tell you, Everett, you know, they generated over $120 million in revenue last year. And so that shows you the potential that exists, you know, in the media sector here. And so we see that opportunity here, and we feel we've got a very unique opportunity. When we talk about dominating this intersection here where psychedelics, cannabis, you know, even mining and precious metals, but also holistic living, all of these interrelated sectors all converge in this intersection, and we feel we've got a very unique opportunity to dominate that intersection as a multimedia company here. So I'm excited for the potential, even though we're never going to, you know, touch the plant or get involved in production. I think there's a lot of room and space for growth for us on the media side of things.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. You put out a press release, I believe, on August the 3rd, you know, touting that, look, hey, we've had 1 million page views for the last 3 consecutive months. Organic growth up over 100,000 new visitors. You got to be proud of that. And I could see your road path to success. That's what it is. You know, more and more people are starting to come to your site. That being said, we're coming up on the final 3 months of 2022. What are some of the things you'd like to highlight for the shareholders of your company, and especially heading into the last quarter here?
Yeah, so I mean, we're very excited, you know, about the final, you know, 3 months of the year here. You know, I genuinely believe that we're positioned to, you know, have these final 3 months of 2022 end up being the most successful for us from a revenue standpoint, based on, you know, bringing in these new assets from Technical 420. So that's obviously very exciting. But for us, the focus here is on really taking these media assets and identifying opportunities to maximize them, take what they are already doing from a revenue standpoint, double, triple that, you know, here over the next several months, but really showcasing to the world that, you know, we are a multimedia leader for forward-thinking industries. And so part of this plan here, you know, we'll be exhibiting at MJBizCon, which is the largest cannabis convention, you know, in the world. We'll be here in Las Vegas with a booth showcasing Spotlight Media, our wholly owned subsidiary. We're also hosting a kickoff party for MJBizCon at the Brooklyn Bowl on Tuesday, November 15th. And this is really going to be a coming out party for Spotlight Media and really introducing ourselves to the cannabis sector and the cannabis industry. Because the one thing that we found here is, again, as I mentioned earlier, whether it's consumers, you know, or whether it's investors or whether it's business leaders or entrepreneurs, interest in cannabis tends to also trickle over into interest in the psychedelic space. And so we think we got a unique opportunity to be one of the very first companies at MJBiz that's going to be that crossover company that's not just there to showcase what they're doing in cannabis, but to showcase what's also happening in the psychedelic sector. Because I think there's going to be a lot more in terms of these industries coming together over the next couple of years. And so if we can be ahead of the curve here and position ourselves as that one of that very first media companies that's going out there and saying, hey, we're more than just psychedelics and we're more than just cannabis, but we're taking the two, we're merging them, and we're bringing them together, I think it just gives us a very unique opportunity to, again, establish a very strong brand identity for ourselves that I think is going to stand the test of time here, especially as these industries experience more growth here over the next several years.
My listeners that want to know more about your company, you want to give out the website where they can go to?
Yeah, so there's a couple of them. They can go to psyccorporation.com. That's the website for our parent company, PsyCorp. And then spotlightmediacorp.com. That's our wholly owned subsidiary.
My guest today has been David Flores. He is the CEO of PsyCorp. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. Sir, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Everett. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.